This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The Union Corporation Minister, Amit Shah, has said that providing work to every person according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make every family prosperous is the only possible through a cooperative movement. The cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the center's efforts and as the government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebration at the Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune yesterday, he said that the Modi government has made India cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that the umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of the financial difficulties. The Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long tour to Jaipur, Rajasthan today. During this visit, Mr. Dhankar will preside as the chief guest at the 14th convocation ceremony at the Jaipur National University in Jaipur. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin on Monday. The session is proposed to be held for 3 days. Delhi Assembly is a notification stated that the newly elected members of the House will be sworn in as the day one of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place on the same day. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House and the CAG reports related to the works of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, the Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena has been appointed as the MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely as a pro tem speaker. Mr. Singh will administer the oath to the newly elected MLAs. In the ICC Men's Championship Trophy, Australia defeated England by 5 wickets in the Group B clash at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore yesterday. Chasing a target of 352 runs, Australia were in deep trouble after losing 4 wickets for 136 runs, but Alex Carey along with Josh Inglis took Kangaroos out of trouble. English took England bowlers to the cleaners as he smashed 120 runs in 86 balls. Carey scored 69 runs off 63 balls and the Australian opener Matthew Short scored 63 runs in 66 balls. Put into bat first, the England amassed 351 runs in a stipulated 50 overs with a loss of 8 wickets. For England, Ben Duggett smashed 165 runs off 143 balls, while Joe Root scored 68 runs off 78 balls. For Australia, Ben scalped 3 wickets for an Adam Zampa and Marnus Labuschagne claimed 2 wickets each. In another match for the Champions Trophy, India will take on the arch-rival Pakistan today. In the Women's Premier League 2025 T20 cricket, UP Warriors beat Delhi Capitals by 33 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. Delhi Capitals' decision to bowl first did not go as planned as UP set a challenging target of 178 runs. While the UP Warriors scored 177 runs in 20 overs, for the loss of 9 wickets, Delhi Capitals were bowled out for 144 in 19.3 overs. For UP, Henry was the top scorer with 62 runs in 23 balls. For Delhi Capitals, Jess Johansson scalped 4 wickets, while Jemima Rodrigues smashed 56 runs in 35 balls. Delhi kept losing wickets at regular intervals during this chase, for which UP Grace Harris claimed 4 wickets and a hat-trick. And that is the end of this news bulletin.